Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Heidi. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. We're talking today about creepy. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
For all its ubiquity, though, a sense of being creeped out by being creeped out is something that has been studied only sparingly by psychologists. The feeling of being creeped out was associated with feeling frightened, nervous, anxious, or concerned, awkward or uncomfortable, vulnerable, or violated, according to research conducted by Watt et al. Creepiness is a condition that is disturbing, or that causes a distressing sense of fear or anxiety. Creepiness can be our response to wondering whether or not we should feel scared around someone. Be aware of the possibility of this happening, and pause and consider if our first response to someone is to say that they are creepy. We assume that people are creepy because they are out of line with norms with their appearance, their mental health, their behaviors, and their interests. On top of those factors, creepy people are thought to lack awareness about their creepiness. In fact, 59.4% think that creepy people do not know that they are creepy, and most believe that creepy people cannot change their creepiness. Connecting together the original study on creepiness with the one study, the 2017 article found, once again, that people generally thought of as creepy were long-limbed men with bad hygiene, behaving awkwardly. Interestingly, nearly all participants said men were more likely to be creepy than women. When it comes to being creepy, one of the essential characteristics is attractiveness. In one study, attractive people were considered credible, regardless if they were a Nobel Prize winner or a criminal. A 2012 study also examined what makes creepy people seem creepy, asking participants first to assess how likely a person described as creepy was to display a range of characteristics or behaviors, such as oily hair, extreme paleness or slimness, or a refusal to drop a conversation. The feeling of being creeped out has only recently become the focus of psychological studies, although it has been widely used in everyday speech for years. In the years following David Copperfield's novel in 1849, use of the word creepy to describe things that make people feel anxious took off. A Google Ngram search shows a dramatic rise in instances of this phrase from around 1860. The adjective creepy, which refers to the sense that one is uncanny in the flesh, was first used in 1831, but it was Charles Dickens who invented and popularized the phrase creepy in his 1849 novel David Copperfield. There is something fitting that the earliest use of the creeps in the New York Times was an article on ghost stories written in 1877. The story follows newlywed novelist Edith, who moves in with her husband and sister-in-law to an old, spooky, obviously haunted mansion. See some of those photos and read about the background to them in the gallery above, and then read more about the stories behind a couple of those haunted photos below. After looking at some of the most disturbing historic photos of all time, check out even more shockingly weird photos of history. From villainous scientific experiments to serial killers and the supernatural, these disturbing photos delve into the darkest side of human history. See creepy historic photos leading up to Michael Rockefeller's death, along with dozens more creepy images from decades past, in the gallery above. Two crucial elements to all creepy historic photos are what is portrayed within the picture, and what is left out, too menacingly. Whether born, injured, or the result of a botched operation, most of us did not choose to have creepy faces. Being scared at the right time about the right things is just one half of the creepiness story. Even though creepiness is a consequence of the system trying to keep us safe, it is not well calibrated. Creepiness is a consequence not just of being constantly cautious, but also of being cautious about overreacting. The very social norms that, if broken, prevent a person from responding overtly frighteningly. If you are a bad man, anything you say and do is going to be described as creepy. If, however, there was a dangerous individual in fact down the alley, and the individual was unalerted by that creepy feeling, then the loss may be substantial. Garbage collectors, even dealing with things that people would prefer to avoid, are not considered creepy. Apparently, the kind of things to be avoided must be emblematic or associated with latent threats. It is marketing vast knowledge used improperly, along with some loss
of control of our data, which produces the sense of being creepy. We talked about the murders and the ghosts again and again, and it got creepy and crawly. We could not get to sleep, anyhow. As the day went on, the creepy doll turned out to be a lucky charm after all. Later, at the Magic Kingdom, his daughters and creepy Chloe enjoyed an incredibly unique photo shoot. Her three-year-old daughter named the doll Chloe, then mom instantly nicknamed it Creepy Chloe. Their trip brought the family over to Haunted Mansion, where cast members went above and beyond to make it a special experience for her three-year-old daughter and her creepy doll. A mother went viral on Facebook after sharing a story about the creepy doll at Spirit Halloween that earned her three-year-old daughter special attention from cast members during her most recent visit to Walt Disney World. The three-year-old daughter at Spirit Halloween received a special treatment from the cast members at their Walt Disney World property. I realized then how much of a gruesome, drab, lifeless terror the land had been for me all those years, and how I had been so stunted mentally that I had become so used to gruesomeness that it was nearly beyond my ability to notice.
Episode 158 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Heidi Cook. Adios.